This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In case you've been asleep or on vacation for a few days, understand there's been a change in American politics. And it's not just Donald Trump getting into office. Donald Trump winning and getting into office, that was a huge change. Unexpected, particularly with everything he was facing. But once he got in and the people began to attack, and these leftists had this unrelenting attack. And Trump's going, look, I threw the olive branch. I made friends with many people who ran against me, and they're in my administration. I've got Democrats in my administration. I've got hardcore leftists. You know, I want all points of view, and he did everything he was supposed to do. He says, I'm not going to go after Hillary, crooked Hillary. I'm going to leave her alone. She's been through enough. And after every olive branch he threw, these people said, we are going to get you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. The president figured out there is no limit. He said it. He said two things. One, I had no idea that I could do a great job, and they still want me gone. And number two, there is no limit to the vile nature of these creatures. These creatures, they are cretins. Democrats are vile people. And what Donald Trump realizes now, and it's what I've known since I could form a thought, I said, these people, the only way you stop them is when you stand up to them, when you say, let's bring it on, bully. I told you guys a story when I was a kid. I was in the second grade. And my best friend Roland was a big kid and a third grader, a future leftist, was bullying him. And I looked at my friend Roland like, you're going to let this guy bully you? Look, it's not my business. But he wouldn't bully me. He's about my size. But I was willing to fight. And it was funny. I knew then, I'm telling you something that is important. I know it doesn't seem like it because you may be raising kids or you see your grandkids. Teach your kids to stand up for themselves at an early age. That's going to save them a lot of grief. These cream puffs and snowflakes that the left have created today are ripe for the picking. But you teach your kids to stand up. Stand up at your job. It doesn't mean get in people's faces and shout them down. It means, hey, listen, Ted, you're not going to talk to me that way. I'm not going to stand for it. It's a simple conversation. This is not, no. Absolutely not. I will not stand. Walk away. No, I'm not going to listen to that. Walk away. But stand up. Let me tell you what's changed, folks. Trump realizes that there is no end in sight for what these people are going to do unless he puts them on the defensive. You must fight the left. I want you to understand, Joe Biden said, don't give Rush Limbaugh a Medal of Freedom. Give it to Vindman, a traitor. Give it to Vindman. Let me tell you what else the left will do. They will smile in your face and tell you, we're going to help you. We're going to do this for you. This is what I believe when I'm not trying to get your vote. This is what I believe when I'm trying to get your vote. Bloomberg is suffering from that right now, and it's not going to go away. I'm going to talk about that racist in a minute. Democrats will implement dual policies. Hey, listen, if you're an illegal, come live in our sanctuary city. But if you're black and you commit a crime in our sanctuary city, you ain't going to find any sanctuary. But this illegal, we won't issue the ICE detainer. And you know what? They don't want you to have any recourse. When they release an illegal, he goes out, rapes and kills your 92-year-old great-grandma or mother or great-aunt or whatever she is. No, you shouldn't have any recourse. That poor young man was trying to escape Mexico or Guatemala or wherever. So you have that. You have them covering for each other. Hillary Clinton's foundation, Joe Biden's son, and on, just trying to cover anything they can do to protect each other, protect their image or whatever. And then what's funny, look at their image. Look at the image of the party that believed to put all their basket, all their eggs in the basket of baby black Jesus, Mr. Light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect. They get multiple light-skinned Negroes, not a single one on the stage anymore. They've had enough. Now we're talking about potential second impeachment. Because guess what? Adam Schiff, he's never going to give up. This is a guy that should be nowhere near power. It should be laws protecting us against people like Adam Schiff and Pelosi and Jerry Nadler. People who, based on just ideology, they say, I want you out. And will do everything they can. After everything that was done to Donald Trump, they still don't. It's not enough. Not enough. They want to pass laws that essentially apply to you and me that are, they don't even apply to illegals. What's this thing, the new way forward? Have you guys seen this? They enrich themselves at our expense through laws that they write that exonerate them, but you're left with. We'll talk about Pelosi and what she did on that. I mean, folks, I could give you song and dance on everything these people are doing to go against you. And you know what many of you out there do? You go, well, you hem and you haw and you placate and all that. And I'm telling you, you are in a fight of your life. And lucky for you, you have a president that now realizes it. That's why Donald Trump walked out 70 people from the National Security Council. He said, clean house. Keep your friends close, your enemies closer. Maybe that's what it was. Because I tell you, I was not happy when Donald Trump was bringing in all these lefties. The lady that runs the CIA. An Obama holdover. Maybe that's what he wanted. I don't know. But we'll see. I'll tell you this. D.C.'s got to be quaking. D.C.'s got to be in complete shock. Because Donald Trump has finally got his sea legs. He finally understands. This is not going to... There's nothing that's going to quit here. So I want you to just ask yourself, what do you think this man is doing? Now that he knows what he knows. Do you think he's going to just sit back? Or do you think he's now saying, I'm going to put these people on notice that I'm ready to fight. And I'll fight harder than they've ever seen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was talking to a friend of mine, came in to visit, and I'll call him a moderate, even though he's a right-leaning moderate. But we were talking, I said, how do you hang your hat on leftism? How do you hang your hat on socialism, Marxism, failed economies all over the world, failed policies by the previous administration who you thought was the best thing since sliced bread? How do you hang your hat on it? How do you hang your hat on allowing people to come into your country illegally, kill other people? You don't provide equal protection rights under the Constitution. You disregard it. How do you hang your hat on, you know, hatred of the Christian religion and then using it whenever you feel like it? And the president talked about that. He talked about people who fake being Christians, and just drove the left crazy, because that's exactly who they are. They're fakes. How do you hang your hat on anything leftist? The president, my buddy finally goes, he goes, President Trump could come out with a cure for cancer, and the Democrats would say cancer is something necessary, and why did Trump dare cure it? And I know it's, you know, you can make up your own analogies, but it's crazy how these people are. There is no way to be a leftist and look at yourself with pride. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Joe Biden says, Vindman should get the Medal of Freedom, not Rush Limbaugh. Let me tell you, Rush Limbaugh has converted more conservatives than probably any single person in history. It's just a fact. You may not like him personally, and look, this guy's been attacked as a racist, all kinds of things. They made fun of him when he had his opioid addiction, and I'm not, I've never met Rush Limbaugh. I admired him. I listened to his show. You know, I'm on during his time slot. So sadly for millions of people, they don't hear my show. But I'll tell you this. I started out listening to Rush. He reinforced many of my conservative views. When I knew I was conservative is when I find myself ahead of him or predicting what he was going to do. But here's my point. This guy really deserves a Medal of Freedom. He has freed many people from the shackles of leftism. And Vindman is a traitorous. Well, he's a traitor. He's a traitor. Escorted from the White House. I think Saramella or whatever his name is, I think he's going to be next to lose his post. They reassigned Vindman to the War College. And I say this is only temporary. I think the guy's got the desk closest to the door. Then, right after that, now this is old news, but right after that, Sondland was recalled from his post as U.S. ambassador to the European Union. Vindman, his other brother, he was let go. And Yovanovitch, our former ambassador to Ukraine, she took her pension and left. See, when I talk about Donald Trump going on offense, this is going on offense. This is, somebody told Yovanovitch in no uncertain terms, your service to the American people is over. Or disservice, I should say. Vindman, you're done. Sondland, you're done. And you can call it retribution, call it whatever you want. Let me tell you what it really is. Let me make sure we understand what it really is. It is Donald Trump saying, you are incompetent in your job. You don't represent the United States. You don't represent our interests. You are willing to lie. You are willing to be part of a system that would put a president who's doing the kind of job I'm doing in prison because it makes you feel good, or it follows some ideological bent that you were on. It tracks to what they wanted to accomplish, or you're too big of a sellout to tell people, no, I won't be part of your cabal. Here's an interesting little tidbit. Ambassador Bolton hired both of the Vindman brothers in 2018 to the National Security Office. Bolton resigned September the 10th, and the week that followed, the whistleblower complaint hit the news. Now, is that just a coincidence? I don't know. I've met Bolton. I used to have a lot of respect for him, but you know, it's funny. Who goes out and researches, like, is this a good person or a bad person? I remember a guy telling me, this conversation like it happened yesterday. I had a picture. I was with Ambassador Bolton, and he goes, man, that guy, he goes, he's a war hawk. He described Bolton to a T. And you know what I did? I didn't listen. I went, well, I got a picture with him. It was cool hand, because I was in that phase of my, quote, political development where, you know, these people are, there are rock stars, so to speak, right? Because these are the people that you want to be around. These are the people that are, you go to D.C. and, yeah, I'm going to meet with the ambassador. I'm going to meet with the secretary of this or that. And while we're smart enough to realize, look, these are people that work for us, having that level of access to the president, I mean, all that kind of stuff, it's an amazing thing. But whether you liked Obama or not, whether you like Jay-Z or not, the fact that Jay-Z, a rapper, a street thug, had that level of access to the president, and, I mean, he never would have guessed that in a million years growing up, when he was growing up in the Bronx or wherever, Brooklyn, or where I don't know where he's from, but he's somewhere in New York, he never would have dreamed he was going to hang out with the president of the United States. Whether you like it or not, that's pretty cool. And it's an intoxicant of sorts, because it is a whole different life. There are people in D.C. who are rock stars in D.C. and you know, most people in the country wouldn't even recognize them. They are power brokers. They are making decisions about your life, and nobody knows. Now, Hollywood can think they're a big deal because I'm making these movies and I'm making my comments about this. These are people writing policy that affects you, affect millions of people. Think about Vindman, this obscure little rat. And he had potentially had the power to bring down the president of the United States, Yovanovitch, Sondland, and the many others. And here's Bolton, who hired him. Him and his brother. Nancy Pelosi tweeted this, not to leave Joe Biden to himself. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman has proven to be an American patriot. His firing was a clear and something of retaliation that showcases the president's fear of the truth. They want you to believe that the president fears the truth coming out about what? About Joe Biden? Which, by the way, excuse me, we will get to that. The truth coming out. They want you to believe that President Trump was so afraid to run against Joe Biden that he sicked the Ukrainian president on him. That's what they want you to believe. Now use your common sense and ask yourself, is Donald Trump afraid to face Joe Biden in a general election? Pick your candidate. Is he afraid to face him? In fact, go grab any of the candidates you want. Go grab Michelle Obama. Go grab Barack Obama. Put them together. Make them husband and make him vice president and her president, if that's even constitutionally. Not that it matters, because the left doesn't care. Put them against Donald Trump and ask yourself, is he afraid to run against them? Donald Trump's the only guy who dares say, oh, Barack Obama sucked as a president. You think he's afraid to run against anybody?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The New Hampshire primary is in the books and Bernie Sanders is the winner once again. The Vermont senator won his neighboring state last night just like he did in 2016. This time he beat out former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Hillary Clinton won New Hampshire by the slimmest of margins in 2016, and according to Paul Roy, who's a business owner, he tells Fox News it'll be tough sledding for any Democrats in New Hampshire due to the economy under President Trump.
As long as he stays the course, I mean, everything is going very, very well for us. From the depths of the recession to today, we've increased our employees by almost 80 people.
The Democratic-led House Budget Committee is beginning to work on President Trump's proposed budget. Chairman John Yarmuth says only a few months after Democrats and Republicans came together on a bipartisan budget, the president plans to break many of his promises. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think a lot of the folks that I know, when this all started, those that knew him when he was going through Ranger School, said that he was a child thief in Ranger School and couldn't be trusted, and they tried peering him out. And they said, well, I guess it hasn't changed much. And usually folks that try to make a big statue of something are what we call spotlighters in the military, trying to highlight themselves as a hero or doing something great. And you could do something great just doing your job.
Leroy, let me translate that a little bit. Chow thief, meaning when there's limited food, you're taking some so that you can have some and your buddies don't. Spotlight ranger is someone who, when the spotlight's on, you do a great job. When it's not, you're not necessarily helping your buddies. And to be peered out means your fellow peers are voting against you to graduate from that particular school. I've also heard his political allegiance, he always wore it openly. Like, we all are allowed to have political views, but he's been a left-winger his entire career, and now the president has a prerogative to get rid of him.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to it. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. So, that was an Army Ranger talking about Vindman. Says he's a child thief. Means that when you're stuck in a situation in the crap and there's a limited amount of food, this guy's going to eat. He'll eat all your food before he makes sure everybody gets some. And what you learn with Special Forces guys is we share equally. Or a guy will say, no, he needs it more than I need it, and he'll give it away. Vindman's not that way. Vindman doesn't care how much you need it. He's going to take it. And if you turn your back on him, he'll eat everybody's ration. Now, you know people like this. You know people, you can't turn your back on them. You can't trust them for a bit. That was what he got out of Ranger School. Then we get Bolton that hires him and brings him in. Anyway, we talked about Vindman. But what I'm talking about right now is the president going on offense. The president saying, I'm not leaving it to chance. You will not try to set me up anymore. I've looked at his tweets. I've watched his tweets, and I can tell you the president has been counseled on how to say. He'll make a statement, and he'll make a statement and put in parentheses, or it could be. You know, he'll do little things that leave you wiggle room, and he wasn't doing that before. He's been counseled to look at this, make sure they have nothing. But while he's doing that and still playing a bit of defense, guess what's happening behind the scenes, folks? This guy is going on offense. Yep, he gave the deep state swamp rats enough rope to hang themselves, and they obliged because that's what they do. He's more shrewd than they believed. And I was wondering, and I don't know how many of you were thinking this, but Why is he keeping all these Obama bots and these rhinos around him? These are people that would devastate the administration. He had people like Omarosa. I mean, that's like introducing cancer to your body so you can see what it does. These are people that are ultimately going to turn on the very people that they're that's offering them help. It's like with black folks, I ask them all the time, I go, who's helped you the most? Oh, a white person helped me. Okay, so why are you so anti-white? Well, Kim, and the white man. No, no, no. You just told me black people have hurt you your entire life, and a white dude gave you a job, gave you a car, made payments for you, put in a good word for you over here, and you hate him. What's the deal with that? Well, man, Kev, you got to understand, the white man, he's tricky. He will help you, and then he will want nothing. And it makes you wonder, why are you helping me and wanting nothing? See, now that's when you know something's up. I mean, I'm using crazy logic, but I'm telling you, that's the kind of logic that people talk to you about. Really? Anyway, snakes. Omarosa, many others within the Trump administration, snakes. And what happens with all snakes? Eventually, if you want to keep a snake as a pet, it'll bite you. If it's poisonous, it'll bite you quicker. But Trump persisted. He brought in Bush Republicans. He brought in rhinos of other ilks. He left some Obama holdovers, and I'm sitting there going, what the heck are you doing? I would think on some appointments, you know, why would you bring this part? Gina, what's her name, who's over the CIA? Gina, I forget her last name, starts with an H. I was like, why would you put this woman in charge of the CIA? Why was Trump stocking his administration with enemies? Well, as we've learned, Donald Trump is smarter than people believe, and he fired 70 people in the National Security, NSC, whatever it's called. I guess it's, National Security Council or something. He fired them, and they said that he actually got anonymous. He's the guy who wrote the book or person who wrote the book, Anonymous. And we posted this on our website because I thought it was big news. You know, and here's why. To me, it is. It is big news. By the way, you're listening to Kevin Jackson of The Kevin Jackson Show. It was big news because many of the people on the left think we're not going to get found out. We're protected. We've done everything we need to do. And little by little, that, you know, breadcrumb by breadcrumb, Donald Trump seems to be closing in on him, and he got anonymous. And here's what Breitbart wrote. The anonymous member of the Trump administration who penned a scathing anti-Trump op-ed in the New York Times asserted his or her position as a member of the resistance and went on to write a tell-all book has been pinpointed by the administration and will be removed, said former attorney Joe DiGenova, U.S. attorney. DiGenova, who is not a Trump administration official, claims that a senior government official informed him that the Trump administration has identified the senior official behind the infamous resistance op-ed that was published in the Times in 2018. Remember that article in the New York Times by Anonymous, which was written allegedly by someone inside the administration? I'm told that soon there will be someone else leaving the White House who wrote that article, is what DiGenova said on WMAL. Apparently, they have identified Anonymous, and we were told that Victoria and I were at a dinner with senior government officials last week, and we were told that by this person, they have, in fact, identified Anonymous. Now, I asked a simple question when I wrote that piece. I said, imagine what leftists face now that Trump knows who they are. And I alluded to this earlier in the broadcast. Donald Trump on offense. I want you to understand a guy with his level of ability to kind of piece together things. And I'm going to tell you, it's uncanny. It's uncanny. It's unorthodox. I remember when I used to watch Celebrity Apprentice and he would fire somebody. I go, I don't think that was the right person to fire. I still agree with my stance. But whatever he chose to do and however he chose to do it, it made him successful. And maybe he was right. And, you know, in retrospect, maybe if we go back and look, maybe he was right to leave certain people or whatever out for the show's effects or whatever. But he's got an uncanny ability to piece the puzzle together and go, here's how this is all going to fit together. And so I said, if I were a DC swamp rat and I got caught up in one of those, and I know the Durham's out there making, you know, asking questions, A.G. Barr, apparently, even though he's a Bush administration guy, he seems to be really pushing things in the right direction. And we'll talk about his sanctuary city policies in a bit. But if all these things are now going in Trump's favor, what is that? How's that bode for the left? And I said, in my writing, I don't think there's any clean panties or underwear in all of D.C. And it reminded me of the scene in Gladiator. You know, it's one of my favorite movies where Caesar catches wind of the plan to depose him. And he sends the Praetorian Guard to arrest all the conspirators. And it was the day before. Remember, and they were going to break Maximus out, and his guy was going to go inform the generals. And when he gets to the thing, he gets captured, and they see the his buddy on the horse, and they hang him. I mean, that's what it reminded me of. When Donald Trump said, okay, let's start cutting some heads. Now, in this analogy, he's not the bad guy. Trump is not Caesar. He's somebody that says, I've sniffed out what you've been trying to do to me, and it's not going to work anymore. No clean underwear in D.C., folks. Here's what Anonymous wrote in their book. I work for the president, but like-minded colleagues and I have vowed to thwart parts of his agenda and his worst inclinations. Sounds very suspiciously like people within the FBI. There was a serious cabal against the president. Traitorous activity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury.
Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Anonymous has been identified, and this is the person that wanted to change politics by essentially accusing the president of being traitor. I mean, just think of the things that they said the president was. He's a puppet of Putin, and all these different things. I'm not going to even relive them or give them any airtime. And none of it's true. I mean, Donald Trump has been tougher on the people who've been taking advantage of America than any president in history, and they want you to believe he's a traitor. He's a treasonous traitor. This person, these, what do they call them, unelected bureaucrats. They got no, there's nothing you've asked of them. You didn't vote for them, but they know more than you do. As the whistleblower said, he, the president, continues to act in a manner that is detrimental to the health of our republic. Says who? So you're gonna not a whistleblower, the anonymous author said that. The whistleblower knows nothing about the phone call. You know, it turns out works for Biden, is friendly with every Democrat on the planet that is going after the president, and we can't learn who he is because the Democrats know when we find out who he or she is, and we, in this case, we know it's Eric Saramella, we're going to be able to pick him apart. His lies will be easier to spot, as my grandfather would tell me, than a kangaroo in a dinner jacket, and the Democrats know this. Same traitor that was the anonymous guy wrote a warning that got released in November of 2019, and it was just another BS novel that should have been in the fiction section. D.C. People are scared, man. More nervous than a chihuahua trying to pass a peach pit. Because Donald Trump is only scratching the surface in these latest moves. And getting anonymous in this 70-person roundup was no luck. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Carl, I know you're out there listening, bro, unless something's happened to you. You feel like you're moving closer to getting redemption, to finding out if people are going to actually go to jail? There's a rumor that McCabe and Strzok might be arrested. Maybe they already have been during the time of this broadcast, but there's a rumor. A lot of things are starting to line up. I'm just saying, you got to wonder. They say the FBI is investigating the Bidens. I don't know if you guys heard this clip, but this is an interesting clip.
Just to follow up on Evan's question there, is the FBI investigating Joe Hunter Biden at this point?
I'm not going to talk about any investigation, as I never would. We do not talk about open investigations.
Somebody needs to talk to that FBI agent and say, hey, look, when you do media, you can't give away as much as you did. I'm not going to talk about open investigation. Well, you just said it. The Bidens may be under investigation, and they should be. The Clintons are under investigation. A new set of investigations, because the old set was done by swamp rats. I want you to think for a second. Let's just kind of recap. You tried to stop Donald Trump from getting elected. You did everything you could. You spied on his campaign. You planted FBI agents in his campaign. You cajoled and intimidated his, not cajoled, but you intimidated, certainly, the people like Mike Flynn and Papadopoulos and others to turn state's evidence. And I don't know when the timeline for some of these things, so that I'm not trying to give you a timeline per se. But you raided his lawyer's former personal lawyer's office. I'm talking about Gestapo-like tactics. You then say to that man, listen, you give us dirt on Trump and we'll let you go. We'll let you go. And Cohen, I don't know if you guys remember, but he was like, I don't have anything. Well, you give us anything. Well, okay, I'll figure something out. And Cohen titillated the press. You know, and the left is, there's things Donald Trump did, and we're going to do this. And every time he came out with something, they were like, this is it? No, we need some, and he's trying to stay out of prison. But he's got nothing. I want you to imagine if somebody said to you, you can stay out of prison if you will give me some dirt on somebody and you have nothing. You probably don't even know the person. And they're like, just give us some dirt. And you're going, but I don't have any dirt. And they're like, I don't care. You better get some dirt. And everything they did to this dude's personal lawyer, and nothing. I said at this point, Donald Trump is more squeaky clean than the Pope. We know more about this guy than anybody. But the Bidens are now probably under investigation. Comey is under investigation. McCabe and Strzok are probably getting arrested as I speak. And a host of other people. And people like Carl and Art and others are like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Let me tell you something. They didn't find the whistleblower by luck. They didn't decide who they were going to clean house on by luck. They didn't launch investigations into the Clintons and their foundations and all these other people and the dominoes that are about to fall. They didn't get rid of Vindman and Songman or whatever his name is, Songlin and Yovanovitch, all by luck. All of this is now being orchestrated because it is at the base, what they call it when the president, you are in your role at the service of the president. And he can hire you and fire you at will. And let me tell you, he's doing it, and he's putting people on notice. The shuffling in D.C., you can hear it, man. You ever been in a place where there's rats? And, you know, at night, you're listening and you're hearing them scurry. Well, I had a house, an old house I rehabbed, and it had a couple of mice. And about 12 o'clock midnight, give or take, some of the time, when you were asleep, you hear... One night I got up, one of them had eaten a piece of a potato chip that I was eating in my room, and a piece of a potato chip, and I heard them scurrying, and I was mad, but I had a little flashlight in my bed, because I was like, I'm going to get them tonight, and I put the light on, there he was, man, eating that chip. I was like, you little Democrat, get out of here, yeah, get out, there's no free lunch, but you can hear them scurrying. And you can metaphorically hear him scurrying right now. And Joe Biden is afraid for his life. And I'm going to tell you, his political life, the worst thing that could happen to Joe Biden is happening right now, because he is not going to get out of this. No matter how much wagon circling they do. And by the way, John Kerry actually threw the entirety of the Obama administration under the bus in an attempt to save Joe Biden.
I will tell you, because as Secretary of State, I was deeply involved in this. All of us in the administration were trying to get rid of that prosecutor. From Obama to the Secretary of State to the Vice President, all of us were working on that. The ambassador, and we knew if Ukraine was going to survive and win the revolution in the end, the Maidan, they had to get rid of that prosecutor, and they did.
Don't do us any favors, John Kerry. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. They had to get rid of him. Oh, well, let's just say I go with you on this, JC, or JK, John Kerry, JK, Joker. How does Hunter Biden end up on the board? No experience. How does Burisma, who, by the way, had one of the most crooked guys, there's no question the owner of Burisma was crooked to the core. How do you end up watching Burisma do everything it needs to accomplish, when a Hunter Biden goes onto the board? How's that happen? So Joe Biden and John Kerry, they can play this, but let me tell you what John Kerry just did. He essentially indicted the entirety of the Obama administration. We all were trying to get rid of this guy. Well, there's a rumor that all of you were trying to get rid of him because all of you had interest in the corruption. Folks, Donald Trump's going on offense. There's always going to be a little defense in D.C. because you have to play some defense. But let me tell you, you're going to watch offense over the next few months leading up to the election. And I'm going to make a prediction for you. When Donald Trump wins his second term, you think that we're cleaning up things right now? You think the deep state swamp rats are about to eat your Dorito at 12 o'clock midnight at your house? Wait till you see these chumps scurrying when Donald Trump's done with them. Because that's what's about to happen. Got to take a short break. Glad you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.